Listening, Part 2. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation.
Conversation 1.
Welcome to Book Talk, Channel 9's foremost culture show. I'm Aziz Marmon. This week, instead of being studio-bound, we're in front of a live audience at the Corrin Literary Festival, hosted by the University of Brunswick. On stage with me are detective writer Martin Dawes and publisher Liz Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
Could we start with the new hyped-up Ali Ball novel, Cold Spies? I have to admit to feeling slightly let down after his previous book, Tempest Tossed. The characters seem, well, more like caricatures. As for turning it into a movie, not enough happens.
Absolutely. It'd be like watching paint dry.
Yes, that's true. But going back to the characters, I thought that Harold Sykes was very well drawn.
Really? But the storyline was very thin, wasn't it? You could see straight through it.
Are we talking about the same book? I had to make notes to keep up.
Welcome to Book Talk, Channel 9's foremost culture show. I'm Aziz Marmon. This week, instead of being studio-bound, we're in front of a live audience at the Corrin Literary Festival, hosted by the University of Brunswick. On stage with me are detective writer Martin Dawes and publisher Liz Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
Could we start with the new hyped-up Ali Ball novel, Cold Spies? I have to admit to feeling slightly let down after his previous book, Tempest Tossed. The characters seem, well, more like caricatures. As for turning it into a movie, not enough happens.
Absolutely. It'd be like watching paint dry.
Yes, that's true. But going back to the characters, I thought that Harold Sykes was very well drawn.
Really? But the storyline was very thin, wasn't it? You could see straight through it.
Are we talking about the same book? I had to make notes to keep up.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stedman. Hope you don't mind me bringing Sam along.
No, that's fine, Mrs. Jenkins. Now, I've had a good look at your case notes.
And? What do you think? Anne's in the clear, isn't she? Her car was only going at 20, for heaven's sake. I mean, it obviously wasn't her fault.
The prosecution will claim otherwise. It's always difficult in these kinds of driving cases. All the evidence points to a victory. But there could be some technicalities.
You mean I could actually lose?
Highly unlikely, but you can never tell with magistrates, even with the legal adviser's direction.
Whatever the result, it'll damage the bank balance. Though that seems unimportant now.
I could lose my driving licence.
That doesn't worry me in the slightest.
But what worries me, Sam, is that I might have to pay a hefty fine or go to jail, or both.
Exactly. That's what I've been afraid of.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stedman. Hope you don't mind me bringing Sam along.
No, that's fine, Mrs. Jenkins. Now, I've had a good look at your case notes.
And? What do you think? Anne's in the clear, isn't she? Her car was only going at 20, for heaven's sake. I mean, it obviously wasn't her fault.
The prosecution will claim otherwise. It's always difficult in these kinds of driving cases. All the evidence points to a victory. but there could be some technicalities.
You mean I could actually lose?
Highly unlikely, but you can never tell with magistrates, even with the legal adviser's direction.
Whatever the result, it'll damage the bank balance. Though that seems unimportant now.
I could lose my driving licence.
That doesn't worry me in the slightest.
But what worries me, Sam, is that I might have to pay a hefty fine or go to jail, or both.
Exactly. That's what I've been afraid of.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
Look at this bit. It's practically green. I've had my hair coloured here for 3 years. Never seen anything like it. And I want to know what you're going to do about it. I want the manager. Now.
Yes, of course.
Mrs. Turner, what can I say? I'm so sorry. David here hasn't used this particular colourant before and has left it to process too long, I imagine. But it's easily rectified and we'll get it sorted. How long did you give it, David?
An hour, as usual.
I see. It's a maximum of 40 minutes, actually. Very different from the Deep Magic product.
For goodness sake! So what can be done?
We can book you in for this afternoon and should be able to completely reverse the process. I'll deal with it personally. And we'd like to offer you £50 of hair products by way of an apology.
Well, okay then. So what time can you see me then? Look at this bit. It's practically green. I've had my hair coloured here for 3 years. Never seen anything like it. And I want to know what you're going to do about it. I want the manager. Now.
Yes, of course.
Mrs. Turner, what can I say? I'm so sorry. David here hasn't used this particular colourant before and has left it to process too long, I imagine. But it's easily rectified and we'll get it sorted. How long did you give it, David?
An hour, as usual.
I see. It's a maximum of 40 minutes, actually. Very different from the Deep Magic product.
For goodness sake! So what can be done?
We can book you in for this afternoon and should be able to completely reverse the process. I'll deal with it personally. And we'd like to offer you £50 of hair products by way of an apology.
Well, okay then. So what time can you see me then?
That is the end of part 2.